Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Southwest Iowa fishing team. Bob Harris is with us here by phone this morning. Bob, how are you?
Great, Jim. Thanks for having us on.
You betcha. Hey, talk a little bit about the latest updates. What's going on with the Southwest Iowa fishing team? We're coming off the winter season now into spring. I assume this is getting into the heavy part of the season again.
Yes, it is, Jim. We had a great winter season. We probably melted a lot of that ice that we didn't see for the ice fishing series. We've been so busy, and the team has just exploded. You know, a year ago we started with 9 student anglers, and now we're over 75 student anglers that are on the team, both in all three disciplines, from the boat series, the elite boat series, to the kayak series, and the virtual series that we introduced for the kids this year.
Talk about the virtual series. What is that?
Well, the virtual series is, if you remember Joaquin Wales and Joey Othout and a couple other anglers, Corbin Brunt, Owen Hoover, they were in a virtual tournament. It's online. And so what you do is you go around to lakes, ponds, rivers. You can fish from a boat, the bank, a canoe, kayak, or whatever. And you submit your fish online. And Joaquin was able to win the state of Iowa. And he went to go fish for $300,000 down on Lake Tanacomi, where he ended up fishing, finishing 13th out of 54 invited anglers throughout the country, and, you know, won over $2,000 with a tackle.
So it's just giving these youngsters a lot of opportunity.
Yep, and that was the whole key. You know, I saw that, you know, everybody, all of our youth are involved in so many different activities, but they still love the outdoors. They still love to hunt and fish and, you know, bow and arrow and trap and all that stuff. So this is just a way for those busy kids that still can be a part of the fishing team, and they can fish on their own time. And like I mentioned, it could be a pond, it could be a lake, river, when they're not busy doing their other sports or whatever. So they could still be a part of the team. Still, it's still competition. You go head to head, you submit your fish. It's your top 10 fish in your bag, and you try to go catch the next biggest one, and then it'll throw out your 10th fish and bring in the new fish if it's bigger. And so you get to compete online, basically. And of course, if you're a boat series, that's all about points and team. And so sometimes it's not advantageous for a busy kid to be a part of that, just because you don't want to burn your partner or lose points if you happen to miss a tournament.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this kayak thing, now that's a pretty big deal, right?
Oh, we can't thank Ken and Jacob there at Duke Rental for stepping up, and they're avid anglers, and they really gave us some financial support to purchase several kayaks for all the team members that wanted to get in the kayak series. So right now we're going to be the first kayak team in the state of Iowa, and we're going to be one of the largest kayak teams in the nation, you know, having over 40 to 50 kayak anglers on the water competing just like they would be in a boat tournament. They're actually going to catch fish from the kayak, and they got to take a picture of it and then log it up into the Fishing Chaos, which is an online app that kind of tallies all the lengths of the fish and whatnot. So, you know, Duke Rental and Ken and all the employees out there at Duke Rental, we just can't thank them enough for, you know, getting behind our youth and opening up another avenue for not only parents and students to be a part of this fishing team, because, you know, on a boat side of it, you know, you just don't go buy a $400 boat and get into competitive boat fishing tournaments. It's a little bit more investment. And so now with a kayak, you know, with Ken's financial support, we've got some loaner program for kids who can, you know, just loan the rent the kayaks until they're done, turn them back in, they'll get the deposit back, or they can actually purchase the kayak because of, you know, Tim down at Capital Ace Hardware was able to secure some lifetime kayaks at cost that we will give to pass that on to the anglers. So we're just trying to make it affordable. Again, another platform for the kids to be involved in competitive fishing from a kayak. And then, of course, if when they get the bug and parents find a new boat captain or a boat or whatever, then they can move into the boat series as well. So three different genres or, you know, that they kids can, you know, participate in. And I think that's been the success to our growth so far this year.
Yeah, the corporate partnerships that you've been able to develop have opened up opportunities. That's, I mean, kids are going to see that and probably want to jump on board. Everybody wants to be on a winning team.
Absolutely. I mean, we got to start right off with Ray down at Atlantic Bottling. He was there from the start. And of course, Melanie Petty with the Trevor Fredrickson Foundation, she was the catalyst that got us all going with the foundation for Trevor. And you know, he would have been right on that team and slaying fish just like everybody else. So to have him, his legacy live on is great. And of course, we have Camping World now on board, AgriVision's on board, and you know, you got McDermott Roofing's on board, Olson Fuel Supply, Stein Seeds are a big sponsor. Wyrick Welding stepped up huge to help us build a stage. And so I'm, you know, Jim, I'm all about promoting kids and promoting self-confidence. So we have created a trailer stage, the championship stage, that these kids will come across the stage to weigh their fish in, just like you watch on MLF or the Bassmasters. They will actually get to present their fish on an amazing stage, thanks to Wyrick and what they've done for us.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the growth. Did you expect this kind of growth this quickly?
I did not, Jim. You know, when I first did this, because of the passion of our grandkids, that we have a little pond south of Carl, and they just love to fish. And I just told my wife, I said, we just need to tap into their passion. And so I went from 9 grandkids to over 75 grandkids, because you know, their buddies talk to their buddies, and you know, we're getting kids from Council Bluffs to Johnston to Corning, Creston, Red Oak, up to Missouri Valley. So far is how big a reach we are pulling in these student anglers. You know, Harlan's got a great big area for us too. So Macedonia and Carson and Oakland. So no, to answer your question, I did not expect this. I thought we'd have maybe half dozen teams, and that was it. So, you know, and of course, last year we had some huge success. Cooper Gibson and Dylan Comas went down there and finished 20th in the world out of 398 boats, and then our junior team went over and finished 4th in the world in the junior championship. So, and of course, Dre Newell and Braden Smith, they went down there and fished to a top 50 in the nation in the national championship. So our student anglers know how to fish over here, just like, you know, congratulations to the archery team from Atlantic. They, you know, we've got a lot of great outdoor kids that love the outdoors sports that, you know, I think are maybe kind of making a little resurgence here in popularity.
And that's just where I was going to go next, too, because I was going to say, you know, we love our basketball and our wrestling and our football and all those kinds of things, too. But, you know, there are a lot of students out there who may want to participate in more than one thing, and they have other interests, too. And anytime we can get kids hooked on anything outdoors, it's a good thing.
It's great because, you know, 60% of the kids that competitive fish throughout the nation do not play a high school sport. And so this just gives another venue for kids because the fish don't care if you can run fast, lift tons of weight, or dunk a basketball. As long as you can cast a lure off the end of a pole, you have every shot, the same shot as everybody else, with the big nitro boats to compared to a John boat. So the fish don't care how they get caught. They just want to become a good angler. So I love the fact that, you know, we're introducing this sport, competitive sport, to lots of different young anglers, boys and girls. We have now 6 girls on the team. So that's exciting to develop some of the ladies to come over and compete. In fact, the TBF in Louisiana, the state high school state tournament there, was won by an all-girl team. First time in the history down in Louisiana. So, again, the fish don't care if you're a boy or girl. They just love the bait that you're throwing.
That's right. You got that right. Hey, if some students out there or some parents of students out there are thinking this is something they'd like to get involved in, how would they do that?
I would just basically direct them to the Southwest Iowa Facebook page. My number's on there, or email at swifishingteam@gmail.com. That's the easiest way, and then we can get you hooked up through there. And again, it's really from a third grader all the way up to a senior in high school. One thing we're also doing is for some of the younger kids that may not, parents may not feel comfortable of having them on a kayak and also the boat. During our kayak series, they can bank fish from the bank during those same tournaments, and we'll treat them just like a kayak angler or they can do the virtual. And so when they're out there fishing and they catch a fish, they can take a picture of it, and they can be in that a part of the fishing team. And again, I've always tried to make these kids feel and provide them self-confidence, because I think if our kids have self-confidence, they become better students, they become better people in the community, and we give back to our conservation programs. Working with Brian Hayes with the Iowa DNR has been great. We've been able to do about 350 fish structures and donate those back to area ponds and lakes. So there's a lot of education that can be learned and carried through a lifetime through the Southwest Iowa Fishing Team for our young student anglers out there that would love to have them be a part of our team.
Sure. Is there a large cost to get involved?
No, because of our great corporate sponsors have been phenomenal. We charge them a $75 one-time membership fee. That buys them their jersey, which is a Bassmaster Elite type jersey. It gives them a sense of pride that they're pretty big stuff when it comes to the fishing stuff. They can wear them to their school and all their buddies can see it. A hat, and then also a little TBF membership if they're in the boat series side of it for insurance and things of that nature. So, and then there's no entry fee for the tournaments because of our corporate sponsors really standing behind us and supporting youth activities outdoors. We give them lures and trophies and all that stuff with no entry fees at all for this tournament. So I wanted to make it affordable for the parents. I know they've got kids want to be involved in everything, and after a while, that all adds up for the parents. So I wanted to make it as affordable as possible.
Excellent. Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you're having some fun, and it sounds like they're going to get after it here again pretty quickly.
Yeah, April 30th will be our tournament over at Lake Anita. And that'll be a boat tournament. Then the following week will be our first ever kayak tournament up at Littlefield, east of Exira. And so we're looking forward to really getting the kids out there and having some fun. We already had one tournament here in about 42-degree weather on April 3rd. And one of the Brent Hoover from Anita caught a 705 was the biggest fish that won that. So that's a huge fish pulled out by an eighth grader. A seventh grader, 705 was huge. So we catch big fish, and, to see that smile on those kids' face, and whether they catch one fish or five fish or no fish, we celebrate them successfully through that Ryerick Championship stage as they cross their way in the fish. So we invite anybody to come out next weekend to the 30th, over at Lake Anita and just check us out and see the trailer and see all the kids in their nice-looking Bassmaster Elite jerseys.
Very good. No weight classes, no age groups needed, because, as you said, the fish don't really care who's hanging on to the pole, so no problem.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. It's a lot of fun.
You betcha. Well, very good. Well, Bob, thank you so much for the time here today, and boy, that's really exciting. A lot of good success here early on, and still room for more, so get online and check that out, and get them outside. Get them doing something productive. Bob Harris, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for your time, Jim. Appreciate it.